This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli lawmakers approved a key portion of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's divisive plan to reshape the country's justice system, despite widespread national opposition. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The vote came after a stormy session at the Knesset in which opposition lawmakers chanted shame and then stormed out of the chamber. After they left, the head of the Knesset, Amir Ohana, announced the results, 64 in favour with no one opposing. The result fueled anger at a protest outside the Knesset, which grew louder and more indignant in response to the news. The measure that has passed through prevents judges from striking down government decisions on the basis that they are unreasonable. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations' highest official is urging Russia to revive a grain deal with Ukraine. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Speaking at a UN food conference in Rome, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Russia to resume an internationally brokered deal that allowed grain to be shipped from Ukraine's Black Sea ports. Guterres said the collapse of the deal has already taken a toll on global corn and wheat prices. He warned that at-risk nations will suffer most.
With the termination of the Black Sea Initiative, the most vulnerable will pay the highest price. As when food prices rise, everybody pays for it.
Guterres says Russia and Ukraine historically account for 30% of global wheat and barley exports, a fifth of all maize, and more than half of all sunflower oil. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. officials say that the Biden administration is sending up to $400 million in additional military aid to Ukraine, including a variety of munitions for advanced air defense systems and a number of small surveillance Hornet drones. This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida Tuesday condemned the late-night launch of two ballistic missiles by North Korea hours after U.S. nuclear-powered submarine arrived at a naval base in South Korea.
This is a series of actions that contravene the United Nations Security Council's resolutions. Along with condemning them, we have launched a protest.
North Korea reacted angrily, saying such a deployment of the submarine could meet the criteria for its use of nuclear weapons. In a showdown over immigration policies, the U.S. Justice Department has now filed a lawsuit against the governor of the state of Texas for his refusal to remove a barrier from the Rio Grande River. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The lawsuit was coming. The Justice Department told Texas Governor Greg Abbott last week it would take legal action if he didn't remove a string of giant orange buoys from the Rio Grande, aimed at blocking migrants from crossing the river. The governor said, "See you in court." White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Justice Department is doing just that.
They also will see Governor Abbott in court for his unlawful action.
What makes it illegal?
Making it difficult to access the river, patrol the area.
There were also environmental concerns and complaints about other anti-migrant efforts. But Governor Abbott, in a letter to the president, says he has the right to defend his state's borders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Powerful typhoon is blowing closer to northern Philippines, forcing thousands of evacuations and a halt to sea travel ahead of torrential rains and tidal surges near 10 feet. The strongest winds of the storm center are expected to remain offshore as the typhoon barrels northwest off of two provinces, but they may hit outlying islands. Typhoon's wide rain band could use flash floods and set off landslides in northern provinces, and seasonal monsoon rains would be enhanced by that typhoon. A week-old wildfire on the Greek resort island of Rhodes has now torn past the fences, forcing more evacuations. Strong winds and successive heat waves have fueled three major fires raging elsewhere in Greece. The latest evacuations were ordered in the South Rhodes after 19,000 people, mostly tourists, were moved in buses and boats over the weekend out of the path of the fire that reached several coastal areas from nearby mountains. Additional evacuations took place overnight on the islands of Corfu and Evia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.